Okay, good morning. Today's daf is Bava Kama daf Nun. We left off with the Mishnah toward the bottom of Mem Tesem and Beis. Today's sugya focuses exclusively on bar. So the first Mishnah that we're going to turn to today is going to talk about what type of bar that you're chaya for. Is it a bar b'shus harabim? Is it a bar b'shus hayachid? A bar b'shus harabim to which the opening of the bar is in b'shus hayachid and vice versa. So we'll see a machlokes whether you're chaya for both of these types of bar, whether you're chaya for only one of these types of bar, which of these types of bar is the bar that's referred to in the psukim when we talk about a chaya for a bar. That's the first Mishnah. Toward the end of Amud Aleph over here, we'll actually hit a little bit of Agadita about Nechunya, who was Chofer Shichin, Nechunya, who dug cisterns on the way to Yerushalayim for the people who were Ole Regalim. It ties into the sugya of digging boros, Shichin and Maros on one's property. And then the Mishnah on Daf Nun Amud Beis is again going to be talking more about bar. This time it's going to be talking about the various shapes of boros for which one is chayiv. If an animal falls in and is either damaged or is killed, we're going to talk about how deep the bar has to be in order for you to be liable if an animal is killed when it falls in. And we'll see a fundamental machlokas whether the liability for bar is a result of the foul air on the bottom of the pit or whether it's a result of the impact that the animal sustains when it falls to the bottom of the pit. So is it because of the hevel or is it because of the actual impact with the karka on the bottom of the pit? That's going to take us to the bottom of Nun Amud Beis, and that discussion is in fact going to continue into tomorrow's daf. So we left off with a Mishnah, Mem Tes Amud Beis, again, all about boros. So ha-chofer bar b'rishos hayachid. So if a person digs a bar in Rishos Hayachid, in other words, it's under his own property, u'paschal l'rishos harabim. However, u'paschal l'rishos harabim, and the opening to the bar is in the Rishos HaRabim. Rashi points out that certainly if the entire pit is in Rishos HaRabim and the opening is in Rishos HaRabim, then he would certainly be chayiv for that. And then he would certainly be chayiv for that. Or, says the Mishnah, b'Rishos HaRabim, opischal Rishos HaYachid. Or if the bar is underneath Rishos HaRabim, it's in Rishos HaRabim, however, the opening to the bar is in a Rishos HaYachid, and Rashi says, now it's considered to be a bar b'Rishos HaYachid, so it's obvious from the way Rashi is explaining these cases in the Mishnah, that where the bar is considered to be is dependent on where the opening of the bar is. Why? Because again, the potential liability for a bar is what happens if an animal falls into the pit. Well, whether an animal falls into a pit, usually an animal falls into a pit from the mouth of the pit, and therefore whether it's considered to be a bar b'rishos harabim or a bar b'rishos hayachid is going to depend on where was the mouth of the pit, where did the actual incident take place? Was it in rishos harabim or was it in rishos hayachid? So over here, this case where where the bar is in rishos harabim and the opening to the pit is in rishos hayachid, Rashi says we're talking about a situation of hifkir rishuso, where the Baal HaBor was mafkir the rishus immediately surrounding the pit, and therefore he'd be chayiv. Why? Because he wouldn't be able to taina to the person whose animal or to the person who fell into the pit, well, what were you doing on my rishus? It's not my fault that you fell into my pit. You had no business in my rishus. Says Rashi, it's not his rishus because he was mafkir the area immediately outside the surrounding, outside the entrance of the pit. So again, you have a bar in rishus hayachid which is open into rishus harabim, a bar in rishus harabim which is open into a rishus hayachid that you were mafkir, or rishus hayachid upaschal rishus hayachid acher, or if it's in one rishus hayachid and opens up into another rishus hayachid, then says the Mishnah, chayiv, you are going to be chayiv. Why are you going to be chayiv? Because this Tana and the Mishnah holds that you are chayiv for bar, whether the bar is in rishos hayachid or whether the bar is in rishos harabim, so long as you are mafkir so long as you are mafgir the area surrounding the opening of the pit. Because this Tana says the psukim that are written legabe the chiyuv of bor in the Torah apply both Rishos HaRabim and Rishos HaYachid. The only qualifier is that the area surrounding the opening of the pit has to be a public domain. You had to have been mafgir it. Because if you're not mafgir it, then you don't have liability. You can always claim, look, I had a hazard on my own personal property, but you had no business being on my property. But if you were mafgir the area around the opening of the pit, you can no longer make that taina. So says the Gemara. So Tana Rabbanan Achufar Bar Rishos HaYachid Upsachal Rishos HaRabim. If a person digs in Rishos HaYachid, the opening to the bars in Rishos HaRabim, Chayev, it's Chayev. Vizehu Bar Omer B'Torah Dibri Rabbi Shmuel. And says Rabbi Shmuel, that is the bar, that case of Bar Rishos HaRabim is the Bar HaOmer B'Torah. Rabbi Akiva Omer Hifkir Rishuso Vlo Hifkir Baro. If you were Mafkir your Rishus, but you were not Mafkir the bar, Zehu bara omer b'Torah. That is the bar that is written. That is the bar that is written in the Torah. So says the Gemara. So Amar Rabba, bar b'Rishos HaRabim. If you have a bar in Rishos HaRabim, kuliyam lo pligi d'mechayiv. Everybody agrees that you're going to be chayiv for a bar b'Rishos HaRabim. Why? My taima. Amar Kra, because the pasuk says like this. When it talks about digging a pit, the pasuk says v'chiyiftach ish bar. V'chiyichre ishbar, if a person opens up a pit or if he digs a pit, v'lo yichasenu, and he doesn't cover it, v'nafal shama sharu chamar, and a sharu chamar falls into the pit. That's the full pasuk. So the pasuk said, chiyiftach v'chiyichre. So says the Gemara, im al psicha chayev, if you're chayev merely for uncovering a pit, al chriya l'kol shkein. So isn't it obvious that if you actually dig the pit, then you're going to be chayiv? So why does the pasuk tell me that I'm chayiv both for uncovering the pit and for digging the pit? Ela shal iske psicha val iske kriya bolo. In other words, the only connection that you have with this pit is that you either opened it or that you dug it, meaning that it's a bar b'Rishos HaRabim. We say that you're chayiv not because you own the pit. You don't own the pit. It's not in your Rishus. Nevertheless, you're going to be chayiv if it's a bar b'Rishos HaRabim, so long as you open the pit or so long as you dug the pit, even if that's your only connection to the pit. Tosfos over here, the bottom Tosfos points out that this is a raya. This is one of the sources to the principle of Ein Onshin Min Adin, that you can't give a punishment based on a kal v'chomer. Because if you were able to give a punishment based on a kal v'chomer, then what we're saying in the Gemara is that you could have said ki yiftach, and you wouldn't have to have told me ki yichre. That if I bear liability, if a pit's in Rishos HaRabim and I only open the pit, then certainly alachas kama v'kama, I bear liability if the pit is in Rishos HaRabim and I actually dug the pit, because my involvement is much greater. Says Tosfos, this is one of the rayas that Ein Onshin Min Adin. That's why the pasuk has to teach me explicitly ki yiftach v'chi yichre. But what we do see over here, the reason that Rabbi Shmuel says that Zeo Bar Amar B'Torah is because it's apparent that your only connection to the pit is the fact that you dug it. Even if it's not on your Rishus, you are going to be chayiv. So lo nechleku, everybody agrees Bar B'Rishos HaRabim is going to be chayiv. Lo nechleku ela b'Bar B'Rishus so. When do they argue? It's only by a bar in his own Rishus. Rabbi Kiva Savar Bar B'Rishuso Nami Chayev. Rabbi Kiva says that a bar in his Rishus, he's also going to be Chayev for Dechsev Bal Habar, because it also says in the Pasuk, Bal Habar Yishalem Kesef Yashif Libala Vamesi Elo. So if we're talking about a Bal Habar, it's Bebar De Isle Bailim Kamarachmana, that we're talking about a bar that has an owner. Now, what's a bar that has an owner? Not a bar in Rishos HaRabim, because Rishos HaRabim is Hefker. It belongs to everybody. So a bar that has an owner is a bar that's in Rishos HaYachid. So it's obvious, says Rabbi Akiva, that the Torah imposes liability on me, not only for a bar Rishos HaRabim, but also for a bar Rishos HaYachid. Rabbi Shmuel Savar Bal HaTakala. And Rabbi Shmuel says that no, when we talk about Bala Bar, We're not talking about that it's in his Rishus. If it's in his Rishus, even if he was mafker the bar, he would still be putter. What we're talking about is it's in Rishus HaRabim. So why do we call the Bala bar? It means that the owner of the object that caused the person to stumble into the bar. In other words, it's not that somebody owns the bar. It's that something was on the ground that caused somebody else to stumble into the pit. So again, Rabbi Akiva says, everybody agrees that you're chayev in a bar b'shus harabim. Rabbi Akiva says you're chayev even in Rosh Hashanah Yachid. Rabbi Shmuel says, no, you're not chayev in Rosh Hashanah Yachid. It's only in Rosh Hashanah that you're chayev. Elamai zeo bar omer b'torah dekamer Rabbi Akiva. So what is the bar omer b'torah that Rabbi Akiva says? So in other words, Rabbi Akiva said that you are chayev. Rabbi Akiva. So according to Rabbi Akiva, how's he going to learn zeo bar omer b'torah? So zeo bar sheposach ba kasuv tchila l'tashlumen. That in other words, that this is the bar that the Torah began talking about linya tashlumen. So what does that mean? So says Rashi, bar de isle bailim nemar etzel tashlumen. Why? Because it said balabor yishalem. Ubar b'shus harabim nemar etzel hanezikin. However, the other pasuk that we read earlier, the chiyif tachish bar o chiyich reish bar, that pasuk that was talking about a bar b'shus harabim, that's talking about v'lo yichasenu v'nafal shama shar o chamor. So that's talking about, that introduces me to the concept of when an animal is damaged by falling into a bar. The bar b'shus hayachid, where it talks about balabor yishalem, that's the pasuk that talks to me about the payment that one has to make if somebody falls into the pit. And Rashi points out over here, V'achi kama Rabbi Akiva, amai patarta b'bar b'shuso, says Rabbi Akiva to Rabbi Shmuel, why did you say that you're putter for a bar b'shuso, v'alo zeh bar amr b'tora, etzal tashlumen? This is the type of pit that the Torah mentions when it talks about liability, when it talks about monetary liability for a bar. Bal ha-bar yishalei means that the bar is in Rosh Hashayachid. Rav Yosef Amar, and Rav Yosef says the opposite. Amar b'bar b'shus hayachid kuli amalo pligi de mechayev. By bar b'shus hayachid, everybody agrees that you're going to be chayev. My taima balabar amarachmana bar disle baila maskinan. Because the pasuk says explicitly balabar yishalem. So it's obvious that we are talking about imposing liability in a situation where there is an owner of the bar, meaning that the bar is in Rosh Hashanah Yachid. So everybody agrees, says Rav Yosef, that by bar Rosh Hashanah Yachid you're going to be chayiv. Ki pligi, when do they argue? It's only by bar Rosh Hashanah Rabim. Rabbi Shmuel Savar, bar Rosh Hashanah Rabim, nami chayiv, dechsiv, ki yiftach v'chi yichre, im la psicha chayiv al kriya lo kol shkein, ela shal iske psicha val iske kriya ba'olo, that Rabbi Shmuel will learn out that the pasuk tells me ki yiftach v'chi yichre, it imposes liability even legabei a pit where your only involvement is that you're opening the pit, meaning it's otherwise a bar b'shus harabim. Rav Akiva hanu mitzrach tzrichi, and Rav Akiva says no, these don't teach me the halacha of a bar b'shus harabim. I need those words to teach me something else. And Rashi points out, Uliolam b'shus hayachid, v'hifkir reshuso, v'loboro. Really, what we're talking about is a bar b'shus hayachid, where the guy was mafkir the reshus surrounding the pit, but not the pit itself. Again, we have to be talking about a case where you're not mafkir the pit itself, because if you are mafkir the pit itself, then it would be considered a bar b'shus harabim, right? So the bar b'shus hayachid is where you dig the pit in reshus hayachid, but you're mafkir the area outside the pit. So when people come in, they have a right to be there, then they fall into your pit, it's in your reshus. Boom, you're going to be chayiv. But what does he do with the psukim of v'chiyiftach v'chiyichre? Uliolam b'shus hayachid v'ifke reshuso v'lo boro davalei mamono sheze chayiv mishum dekrinam be'balabar aval b'shus harabim d'lav mamono hu pater. However, in Rosh Hashanah Rabim, when it's not your money, when it's not considered to be your money that's doing the damage, you're going to be putter. But what do we learn from this pasuk of v'chiyiftach and v'chiyichre, if not to teach me liability for bar Rosh Hashanah Rabim like Rabbi Shmuel learns? Tzadikas rachmana ki yiftach, because if the pasuk only would have written v'chiyiftach, havamina pasayach udusagile b'kisui, I would have thought that if you open a pit, if you uncover a pit, then it's sufficient to recover the pit. Then it's sufficient just to cover the pit. Korah, however, if you actually dug the pit, losagi lebekisi adetam le, maybe it's not sufficient if you place a manhole cover over the pit. It's only sufficient if you actually fill the pit back in with dirt, if you actually fill it up. V'kasa rachmana kiyichre, and if the pasuk only would have written v'chiyichre, havamina kriyu debay kisui mishem david maisa, I would have thought that you only have to cover it even with a manhole cover when you literally dug it, because that's the only situation where you actually did a maisa. Aval paseach love and maisa ema kisui nami leboy kamash malon. However, where the pit was in existence already, it was a pre-existing pit, and you only uncovered it, I might think that then you don't even have to cover it with a manhole cover. Kamash Malan, that you do. So in other words, Rabbi Akiva is going to learn a separate halacha from the fact that it says ki yiftach v'chiyichre, and therefore those words are not available to teach me liability even for a bar in Rishos HaRabim, which is what Rabbi Shmuel learned. And therefore, according to Rabbi Akiva, again, according to the way Rabbi Yosef learns, everybody agrees, bar b'shos HaYachid, you're going to be chayiv. Rabbi Akiva says, bar b'shos HaRabim, you're potter. Rabbi Shmuel says, bar b'shos HaRabim, you're also chayiv. Now, says the Gemara, Velamai Zebar Amr Batorah Dekamer Rabbi Shmuel. I thought Rabbi Shmuel told me that the Bar B'Shos HaRabim is Zebar Amr Batorah. So if that's the prototypical Bar Amr Batorah, how could Rabbi Kiva tell me that I'm not Chayah for that bar? The Torah talks about being Chayah for a bar. So what does that mean? So Zeo Bar Shaposach Ba Kosav Tchila L'Nizakin. It means that this is the type of bar that the Torah began its discussion of Nezikin with. But not that it's the only type. I'm sorry. So according to Rabbi Shmuel, so according to Rabbi Yosef's view of Rabbi Shmuel, who imposes liability both for a bar b'shos HaRabim and a bar b'shos HaYachid, why does he say zehu bar amr b'torah? Why does he say by bar b'shos HaRabim that this is the bar amr b'torah? You're chayiv not only for this type of bar, but you're chayiv even for a bar b'shos HaYachid. So Rabbi Shmuel will say, well, this is the type of bar that's mentioned first when it talks about nizikin, because this is chiyiftach v'chiyichre, bar b'shos HaRabim, v'nafal shama shor hachamar. That's the first introduction to the inyan of nizikin in a bar. So meisvei frak the Gemara kasha. If a person digs a pit in Rosh HaSarabim, and the opening of the pit is in Rishus Hayachid, then it's going to be Pater. So says Rashi, it's Pater im nafal derech piv. If somebody falls into the bar through the opening of the bar, through the mouth of the pit, because it's in his rishus or bershuso, because al kadaitach tafilu hifka rishuso pater, and we thought that even if you're mafkir your rishus right around the pit, then you're going to be pater. Aval im niftecha knira shekamar v'chasa rishus harabim chayev da haitana savar chiyuv v'dabar rishus harabim hu. However, that, you know, we're only talking pater if you fell into the pit through the opening, because this Tana is going to hold that a bar b'shos HaYachid, you're going to be putter. What happens if I have a pit that's under, if I have a pit that's underneath Rosh HaSarabim, the opening to the pit's in Rosh HaSayachid, but let's say I'm walking merrily in Rosh HaSarabim, and the ceiling, the roof of the pit gives way, and I fall into the pit while I'm in Rosh HaSarabim. So says Rashi, everybody's going to agree that you're chayiv then, because then that's become a bar b'shos HaRabim. We're only arguing if you fall in the regular way through the opening, and the opening is in Rosh HaSayachid, then it's going to be totally, are you chayiv for a bar b'shos HaYachid or not? But if I fell in derech Rosh HaSarabim, then everybody's going to admit that I'm chayiv, says Rashi. But anyway, back to the kasha, the Gemara. Meitzvei achofer bar b'shos HaRabim, you dig the pin of Rosh HaSarabim, and paschal Rosh HaSayachid, pater. The opening is in Rosh HaSayachid, you're going to be pater. Vafal pi she'en rashoi lasas kein, and even though you're not really supposed to do this, l'pi she'enos and cholol tachas Rosh HaSarabim. Because it's really not nice to build cavities under the thoroughfare in Rosh HaSarabim. Hachofer boro shichin ma'aros b'Rosh HaSayachid, upaschal Rosh HaSarabim. If you dig boro shichin ma'aros in Rosh HaSayachid, and the opening to these things is in Rosh HaSarabim, then chayiv, then you're going to be chayiv, because that's considered to be a bar b'Rosh HaSarabim, the opening is in Rosh HaSarabim. V'achofer boros b'Rosh HaSayachid, asmuchal Rosh HaSarabim, and if you build a bar in Rosh HaSayachid that is close to the Rosh HaSarabim, kagon elu achofrim le'ushin, like these people who dig boros for the purpose of digging a foundation, then potter. Then you're going to be potter. So it's mashma that the only time you're potter is if you're digging the pit l'shem ushin, for the purpose of building a foundation. But if you dug a pit in Rosh HaSayachid close to Rosh HaSarabim stam for any other reason, the mashmos is you'd be chayev. Rav Yosef, Rav Yehuda, Mechayev, Adjiyatza, Mechitza, Asaro, Cheyarchik, Mokam, Drisas, Ragli, Adam, Mokam, Drisas, Ragli, Behema, Arba, Tfachim. But Rav Yosef, Rav Yehuda says, that you're chayiv, even if you dig the pit near Rishus HaRabim for the purpose of Ushin, for the purpose of digging a foundation, unless either you build a mechitza that's 10 tefachim high to make sure that the public don't go near your pit, or you back up into your property a space of 4 tefachim to make sure that people and behemos have room to navigate near your pit, which was dug for the purpose of building the foundation. But taima delusion. But what we said earlier was the only reason that you are potter for digging the pit in your own property close to Rishus HaRabim is because you're digging it for the purpose of digging a foundation. Halav lushan chayev. However, if you were not digging it for the purpose of a foundation, you'd be chayev. So hamani. So who's this like? So bishlam la Rabba. I understand according to Rabba. So Reisha over here. The Reisha. And again, the Reisha was that if the bar is in Rishus HaRabim and its opening was in Rishus HaYachid, then Pater, then Reisha Rabbi Shmuel, because Rabbi Shmuel had said, because Rabba had said that the Machlokas, Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva, was by a bar Rishus HaYachid, but everybody agreed that a bar Rishus HaRabim you were Chaya for, and Rabbi Shmuel is the one who said that bar Rishus HaYachid you're Pater for, so the Reisha is Rabbi Shmuel, the Sefer Rabbi Akiva. And the Seifa, where we say that if you dig the pit in Rishus HaYachid, you're going to be potter only if you dig it for the purpose of a foundation. But if not, if it's for any other purpose, you're going to be chayiv. That's Rabbi Kiva, because the Machlokas, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Kiva, was, are you chayiv for a bar Rishus HaYachid? So the ratio, it says you're potter, goes like Rabbi Shmuel. The Seifa, which says you're chayiv, is going to go like Rabbi Akiva. El Rav Yosef, but according to Rav Yosef, who said that everybody agrees that by bar Rishus HaYachid, you're chayiv. The Machlokas is only by bar Rishus HaRabim. So Bishlama Seifa Dev. I understand the Seifa who said that you're only potter for digging close to Rishus HaRabim, but it's in your Rishus. The only time you're potter is if you're digging it for the purpose of a foundation. But if it's for Stam, any other purpose, then you're going to be Chayiv. That's everybody, because everybody says you're Chayiv for a Bar Rishus HaYachid. Ela Reisha Mani, but according to the Reisha who said that Bar Rishus HaYachid, you're potter, who is this? Lo Rabbi Shmuel, lo Rabbi Akiva. It's not Rabbi Shmuel, or it's not Rabbi Akiva. So Melecha Rabbi Yosef, Kula Devri Akol Hi. The entire mission is a divrei akol. Pereisha shelo hifker lo rushuso v'lo boro. And the reisha, the reason that you're potter is because you are not mafkir the rushus, and you are not mafkir, and you are not mafkir the bar. And as we've been saying all along, that the only time you're mafkir, the only time it's considered to be a bar Rishus HaYachid is the only time it's considered to be a bar Rishus HaYachid is if you are mafkir, is if you are mafkir the area around the pit. So over here, when we say that you're potter, you're talking about where you were not mafker the area around the pit. When you were not mafker the area around the pit, you could always come with a taina. You had no business being on my property. Therefore, you're not going to be chayiv. So Rav Ashi, Hashda, do kimta l'Rav Yosef, l'divri akol, l'Rabbanami lo tuk me ketanoi. According to Rabba, you also don't have to explain the Reisha and the Seifa as going according to different shitas. But the Reisha Rabbi Shmuel, Seifa Nami Rabbi Shmuel. From the fact that the Reisha, which says Potter by Bar Rishus HaYachid, is going like Rabbi Shmuel, the Seifa, which says your Chayiv, is also going like Rabbi Shmuel. The time of delusion, and the reason that you're Potter is because it was for a foundation. Halav Lushan Chayiv. However, if it was not for a foundation, then it would be Chayiv. Kagon da Arva Charvuche. Why? Because the bar wasn't totally in Rishus HaYachid, because you widened the excavation even into Rishus HaRabim, and therefore it's considered to be a chofer bar Rishus HaRabim. Now, if you're widening the excavation into Rishus HaRabim, then you're going to be potter, but only to the extent that you're digging for the purpose of a foundation. If you're digging for stama purpose, then you're going to be chayiv, because then it's a bar Rishus HaRabim, and you're chayiv for a bar Rishus HaRabim. So says the Gemara, Meisfei, Frek the Gemara Kasha, Chofer bar Rishus HaYachid, if a person digs a pit in Rishus HaYachid, a paschal Rishus HaRabim, and the opening is into Rishus HaRabim, chayiv, Rishus HaYachid, asmuch l'Rishus HaRabim, potter, and if it's in Rishus HaYachid, and it's close to Rishus HaRabim, then it's going to be potter. So Bishlam el Rabba, I understand according to Rabba, Kula Rabbi Shmuel, you said that you're chayiv for a bar Rishus HaRabim, and you're potter for a bar Rishus HaYachid. El Rav Yosef, but according to Rav Yosef, Bishlam el Reisha Rabbi Shmuel, I understand the Reisha is like Rabbi Shmuel, El Seifa, But according to, but the Seifo says that you're putter for a bar that samach terusha sarabim money lo Rabbi Shmuel v'lo Rabbi Kiva. It's not Rabbi Shmuel and it's not Rabbi Kiva because they should both say, according to Rav Yosef, that you're chaya for a bar b'shusha yachid. So says the Gemara, yeah, you're right. I told you already it's for Ushin. Amar le b'chol for l'ushin v'divrei akol. We're talking about where you dug the pit for the purpose of a foundation, and therefore we can establish this brisa as going according to all shitas. Okay. Says the Gemara Baiter, Tana Rabbana, Chafar Apasach Umasar L'Rabim Pater. If you dig a pit and you open it up and then you give it over to the Rabim for the purpose of being used as a public cistern, then you are going to be Pater because then you have affirmatively given it over to the Rabim with their knowledge, and therefore you're not going to be Chayev for any damage that occurs in the pit. The Yamshel Shlomo says this is only the case if you dig the pit in a place which is roi for a cistern. So, for example, that it's not right in the middle of the Rishos HaRabim. So if you're going to dig it in a place where, by definition, the pit's going to pose a hazard, then you're going to be chaya. But if you're Stam, a good Samaritan, and you're digging a pit and you're going to give it over to the public for the purpose of being used as a water cistern, and it's in a place that's suitable for use as a water cistern, and, says the Yamshel Shlomo, the public also accept this cistern from you, then you're going to be putter from whatever happens. What if the public, you dig something, and the municipal authorities come over and they say, what in the world are you doing? And you say, well, I'm digging a cistern for you. And they say, well, we don't want your cistern here. Well, in that case, you are still going to be chayev because the public has rejected your offer to give them the cistern. But if everything works out, says the Yamshel Shlomo, if you dig it and you give it to Rosh HaSarabim and they accept it, then pater. Then you're going to be pater. Chafar HaPasach V'lo Masar L'Rabim, chayev. That if you dig a pit and you don't give it over to the Rosh HaRabim, then you're going to be chayev for any damage that happens in the pit. And now a little reprieve, a little bit of agadata. Thankfully, savachim v'chein minhago shel Nechunya chofer boros shichin ma'aros. And this was the minhag of Nechunya who used to dig cisterns, boros shichin ma'aros, shaya chofer upaseach moser l'rabim, and that he used to dig the pits and he used to dig them as cisterns for the use of people who used to be ola regal. He used to give them over to the rabbim. And when the chachamim heard about this, amro, they said that this person Nechunya chofer shichim was makayim this halacha. Says the Gemara, halacha zu v'sulo, that he was only mekayim this halacha. This was the only halacha that he was mekayim. Says the Gemara, no. Ela ema af halacha zu. In other words, Nechunya was such a guy who was machped on being mekayim all the halachas. Not only was he mekayim regular halachas, but he was even mekayim the halacha of that if you dig a pit and you give it over to the Rosh HaRabim because you're a generous person and out of your benevolence you're giving it over to Rosh HaRabim, then you're going to be potter for anything that happens to the pit. Nechunya was mekayim that. Tana Rabbanan, an amazing story. So Maisa Bibita Shal Nechunya Chofer Shichin. There was a Maisa with Nechunya Chofer, with the daughter of Nechunya Chofer Shichin, Shenafel Labar Gadol. She fell into a large pit. Bovo Dias Rabbi Chanina Mendoza. So they notified Rabbi Chanina Mendoza. Shar Rishona, so the first hour, so what does Shar Rishona mean? Rashi says that during the time during which we would expect her to still remain alive in the pit, they came to Rabbi Chanina, and Amar Lam Shalom. He said, Shalom, be at peace. Shnia came to him the second hour, Amar Lam Shalom. Said again, peace. Shlishis Amar Lam also. When they came to him in the third hour already, when things were dicey, he said, don't worry, she came out of the pit already. So they said to her, who took you out of this pit? You were in this deep pit. How did you get out of the pit? So Amru Lahem, so she said to them, Zachar shal rechalim nizdam in li, a male ram appeared to me, v'zakin echad manhigo, and an old man was walking the ram. Rashi says, fantastic, that this ayel was the Elo Shel Yitzchak, and the ram, and the person walking the ram was Avram Avinu. So somehow Avram Avinu appeared to her walking the ayel Shel Yitzchak and took her out of the pit. We'll come back to this in a second because it's amazing. So Amrulo, so they said to Rabbi Chanina, So he said, Naviata, are you a Navi? Is that, how did you know that she came out of the pit? So Amalem lo Navi Anochi lo Ben Navi Anochi. I'm neither a Navi nor am I a Ben Navi. Ella kachamarti davar sha'osa tzadik mistarbo yichashal bazaro. However, I knew that something that this tzaddik was so medaktik in, that he always used to dig pits for the benefit of the public, that his daughter should experience her downfall in the hands of a pit, there's no way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu would let that happen. So Amar Rav Acha, Zafal Pekain, Mace Beno, but Sama, nevertheless, his son died out of thirst. His son died due to thirst. Shenemar, Visvivav Nishara Ma'od, Malame Chakadish Baruch, Medaktek, and Svivav Afilu Kachota Saira. Because Akadish Baruch was Medaktek by those who are close to him, even Kachota Saira. Tosfa says, I thought that Rav Chanina knew that the daughter didn't die in the pit, because how could it be that something that this guy was so medaktik in, his daughter could be machshel in, and yet the son died from thirst. The whole point of Nechunya Chofra Boro Shichin Amaros was to provide water. So how could the son die from thirst? So Tosfa says, well, it's not the same thing. Rav Nechunya Chofra Boros dug pits to provide water. The son died from lack of water. So Tosfos wants to say it's not exactly the same thing. If the daughter would have died in a pit, then it would have been exactly the same thing that this guy did. His daughter would have died from. So Rav Chanina said, Rav Chanina Bedosa said, there's no way that could have been permitted to happen. So he said before that who took her out of the pit? It was a Zaken Echad who was walking with an ayil. So what's the Maisa with a Zaken and the ayil? So the Achronim explain like this, that Avram Avinu took up Yitzchak to the Akedah, and the ayil was a replacement for Yitzchak, right? So the ayil, Kaviyochol, took Yitzchak's place in the Akedah. The Zaken Echad was walking with the ayil, took the girl out of the pit, and with the ayil to say, Kaviyachal, you were supposed to die, but you're going to be saved, but somebody else is going to die instead of you. And that's the mushal of the ayil. The ayil's a replacement. Something else is going to die instead of you. That was his son, who then died, Bitsama. And why did the son die, Bitsama? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu was medaktek with tzaddikim. Rav Nechunya Amar Mehacha, Rav Nechunya says, a different makar, Kel Narots Besod Kedoshim Rabba V'Noral Kol Svivosav, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was dreaded in his inner council because of his awesomeness, because he's so medaktek. Amar Rav Chanina, Kol Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Vatra, and anybody who says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a Vatra, and that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is just going to forgive for any Avera, who Kol Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Vatra, who Yivatru Chayev, he's giving up on his life. Shenemar Atzur Tamim Palok, he called Rachav Mishpat, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu always does Mishpat. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not Stam HaVatra, he's not going to forgive you willy-nilly. Zamar Rav Chana, V'Yitema Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmeni, Mai Dechsev Erech Apayim, Loksev Erech Af. Why does it say Erech Apayim and not only Erech Af? Because Erech Apayim L'Sadikim L'Rasham. It means Erech Apayim to both Tzadikim and to Rasham. What does this mean? It means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives Schar to Tzadikim in Olam Abba, and he gives Schar to Rasham in Olam Hazeh, but he gives them their punishment only in Olam Haba. Why? That's also out of Rachmanus, that he doesn't reward the Tzadikim in Olam Hazeh so that they can get the Schar in Olam Haba. And he doesn't punish the Rasham until Olam Haba, so that they have an opportunity to do tshuva in Olam Hazeh. Maybe they'll avoid the punishment in Olam Haba. Says the Gemara Vayter, Tana Rabbanan, Lo Yiskal Adam Mirshusa L'Rishusa Rabim. A person should not clear stones from his Rishus into Rishusa Rabim. Maisa B'Adam Echad Shayim Misakel Mirshusa L'Rishusa Rabim. There was a Maisa with a person who was clearing from his Rishus into Rishusa Rabim. Matzo Chassid Echad, and a Chassid Echad came to him and said, Amar Lo Reika, empty person. B'nei Ma Ata Misakel Mirshusa Eina Shalcha L'Rishus Shalcha. Why are you clearing stones from a Rishus that's not yours into a Rishus that is yours? So Ligligalov. So the guy started laughing at him. He's like, what are you talking about? I'm clearing from my Rishus into Rishus HaRabim. L'yomim nitzrach limkar sadeyu. wasn't long before the guy had to sell his field. And he was walking in that Rishus Arabim. And he tripped over those stones. So he said, then I realized what the Chassid told me. Why am I clearing stones from a Rishus that's not mine into a Rishus that is mine? Meaning, a Rishus HaYachid, it's a Rishus HaYachid today. When you have to sell it, it won't be yours anymore. Rishus HaRabim is always considered yours because you always have a tfisa, you always have a chelek in the Rishus HaRabim, and you never know when you're going to need the Rishus HaRabim. So he realized what the Chassid had told him. Okay, says the next Mishnah. If a person digs a pit in Rishus HaRabim and a shor chamor fall into it, you're going to be chayiv. Rishonim explained it's not only a shor v'chamor, it's any animal. Shor v'chamor is the example of the animals that are written in the pasuk. Echad achofer bar, shiach u'ma'ara, whether you dig a bar, a shiach u'ma'ara, charitzin, a squared off pit, v'ni'itzin, or a wedge-like pit, chayiv, you're going to be chayiv. Imkein lama nema bar, so why does it say bar? If you're chayiv for all these things, why does it say dafka bar? Ma'bar, sheyesh ba kadeh lahamis asarat fachim, afkol sheyesh ba lahamis asarat fachim. Just like you're chayiv only if the bar, you're chayiv if an animal dies in the pit, only if it's the type of pit that is roi to kill an animal, meaning it's 10 tfachim deep, so too all these other things, you're chayiv only if they're 10 tfachim deep. If they were less than 10 tfachim deep, because it's not considered as if it's sufficient to kill a person. But you're chayiv for whatever damage befalls the shor chamor, even if it's less than 10 tfachim deep, short of death, because you're only chayiv for misa if you dug a pit that is reasonably expected to be able to kill an animal. If you dig a pit that's not reasonably expected to be able to kill an animal, you're not going to be chayiv for Misa, you are chayiv for Nezikin, says the Gemara Vayter. So Amar Rav, bar shechayiv alav Torah, a bar that the Torah is mechayiv you for, la'avola v'lo l'chavoto. You're chayiv because of the foul air that's on the bottom of the bar, but not because of the impact, because the impact is karka olam. Almak safar chavata karka olam hu. Because the impact is karka olam, you cannot be chayiv for a damage that's caused by karka olam, that's caused by God's green earth. You can't be chayiv for that, but you could be chayiv for introducing the foul air to the bottom of the pit that you dug. No, Shmuel says that you're chayiv for the foul air in the bottom of the pit and kolshkein for the impact between that the person experiences or that the animal experiences, rather, when it hits the bottom of the pit. V'im tomar l'chavato amra Torah v'lo la'avolo. And if you want to say that the Torah talks about only chavata and not havolo, only for the impact but not for the hevel, not for the foul air, well, the Torah talks about a pit, even if it's filled with semer, even if it's filled with cotton balls. How could he be chayiv for falling into a pit filled with cotton balls? Obviously, you're not going to have an impact. Elamai, you're chayiv only because of the foul air on the bottom of the pit. So, my binayu. So what's the distinction between whether you're chayiv for hevel or whether you're chayiv for the chibut or whether you're chayiv for the impact? Let's say you made an elevation in Rishas Harabim. So agavoa so l'rav agavoa l'machayiv. According to Rav, who says that you're chayiv for havolo, only for the foul air, you're not going to be chayiv for an elevation, because even if you fall off the elevation, there still is no foul air. The Shmuel, who says that you are chayiv for both havolo and chavato, agovanami machayiv, then you're going to be chayiv also for an elevation as well when you fall from the elevation onto the ground. My time at the Rav, what's the reason for Rav, who says that you're chayiv only for hevel? Demark Rav, v'nafal atshayipol derech nefila. It has to be falling down. Shmuel, v'nafal koldu, mashma. Shmuel says, nafal means nafal koldu in any circumstance. Tan. Imkein, lama nemar bar. Why does it say stama pit? Dafka pit. Ma bar, sheish bar, kadeh lamas asar tfachim. Af kol sheish bar, lamas asar tfachim. Bish lamas l'shmuel. I understand according to Shmuel, who says that you're chayiv for the impact as well as for the foul air. Afkol asu yegova. Afkol comes to include even if you build an elevation, you're going to be chayiv if the person falls 10 tfachim down onto the ground. Ela l'rav, afkol asu yemai. But according to Rav, what does afkol come to include? Basuye charitzin and itzin. It includes charitzin and itzin, the squared off pits and the wedge like pits. So charitzin and itzin behedyaktani lu. But we learned these expressly in the Mishnah. Why do I need a ribuy in a pasuk to teach me that I'm chayiv for these things as well? So tani vader mafarish. Well, we learned them in the Mishnah, and now we're explaining why you're chayiv for them. Now, what says the Gemara? Well, now that I'm on this this topic of conversation. Good question. Why do I need to elaborate on all of and to identify individually all of these different types of pits in the Mishnah? Says the Gemara, Tzricha Ditana Bar, if it would be a pit, Havamina Bar Asaru, Disbeyavala, only a pit that's 10 tefachim deep, has the hevel, has the foul air, Mishem the Katan Vachricha, because it's small and it's round. Aval Shiach, but a Shiach to Arich that's longer, Ema Basara Lesle Ba'avala. I might think even if it's 10 tefachim deep, it doesn't have the foul air. Vitana Shiach, Havamina Shiach Asaru, Disbeyavala, Mishem the Katan, because it's small, it's narrow. Aval Ma'ara, but a whole cave, Demarava, that's square. Off, Ema Basara Les Be'avala. I might think that if it were 10 tefachim deep, it wouldn't have foul air. Vitana Ma'ara, Avamina Ma'ara Basaru Dis Be'avala, Mishum de Metalla, because it's covered. Aval Charitzin, but furrows which are not covered, Lo Metallali, Ema Basara Les Be'avala. Vitana Charitzin, Avamina Charitzin Asaru Dis Be'avala, Mishum de Les Be'avala, because they're not wider at any place. Mila'el, Tfei Metatoi, Aval Ni'itzin, Ravichi Mila'el, Tfei Metatoi, but a wedge like pit that is wider on top than it is in the bottom, Ema Basara Les Be'avala. I might think that it doesn't have hevel at the bottom, even if it's 10 tefachim deep. Kamash Milan, it does. So the reason that the Mishnah teaches me all of these types of boros is to teach me that no matter how they're configured, even if they have an unusual configuration, if they're 10 tefachim deep, they are considered to have hevel, the foul air, at the bottom, no matter how they are configured. So we'll pick up here with the discussion again of the pits that are 10 tefachim deep, God willing, tomorrow.